Ještě jedna poznámka, prosím vás. Předpokládám tedy, že spojení proběhne, že tady budou studenti klást otázky, dozvíme se i odpovědi. A těsně před koncem relace je jakoby vysloveně ne, že požadováno, ale bylo nám to doporučeno, jako že je dobrým zvykem tomu astronautovi poděkovat. Takže možná se nedostane úplně na všechny ty otázky, kterých máme 18, ale jakoby před koncem s hlavním operátorem tady doladíme ten správný okamžik, kdy bychom měli poděkovat Timovi. A předpokládá se tedy, že ze sálu bude slyšet potlesk nebo podobné jakoby projevy nadšení, že to tedy proběhlo dobře. Takže prosím vás...
Maximálně tak 10 vteřin.
Ano, bude to jako Spartakiáda, takže ve chvíli, kdy se domluvíme, že už je ten vhodný okamžik, studenti přestanou klát otázky a tady nacvičíme nějaké prostě namávnutí.
Volám Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra Sierra, calling Oscar Kilo 2, Kilo Yankee, Juliet, over. Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra Sierra, calling Oscar Kilo 2, Kilo Yankee, Juliet, over. Good morning, this is Ocean Kilo 2, Kilo Yankee Juliet, 59, very nice signal. And now, mic for my colleague, Roger.
Good morning, Ocean Kilo 2, Kilo Yankee Juliet, I have you 5-9 now, and it's a huge privilege to be speaking to the Czech Republic for the first ham radio call, and I'm ready for your questions, over.
Hi Tim, this is Eva and the students with EU 303 contact and a very warm welcome from Olomouc, Czech Republic. Are you ready for your first question? Over.
I'm ready, over.
Hi Tim, this is Alžbeta. What is it like eating in zero gravity? Over.
Hi Alžbeta, you know, eating in zero gravity is a lot of fun because you don't have to put anything down, you can just let it float in front of you. You do have to be careful not to make too much mess, though. Over.
Hi, team. This is František. My question is, how can you relax on the ISS? Do you have time to watch movies? Over.
We're normally kept very busy during the week, so we don't really relax much. But at the weekends, we do get some time off, and occasionally we'll watch a movie or take photographs out of the window or enjoy social media, something like that. Over.
Hello, Tim. This is Wojciech. Is the day-night cycle the same as on Earth? Are you on shifts? Over.
Hi, Wojciech. We don't work shifts, no. We actually work a normal working day from about 7 in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night. And we stick to Greenwich Mean Time, which is halfway between Russia and the USA approximately. So that's the kind of working day we work. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Carolina with Barbara's question. What was the most difficult or strangest thing to get used to on the ISS? Over.
That's a great question. I think the most difficult thing was just microgravity and how to orient. Upside down, and you could be working in all sorts of different orientations. Over.
Hi, team. This is Monica. Does your stay in space have any influence on your health? And if so, how? Over.
Hi, Monica. We have to exercise 2 hours every day to try and stop our bone density from reducing and to try and stop our muscle mass from reducing. And also we lose a lot of body fluid and we get increased pressure in our head. So there are lots of changes going on with our body. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Robin. What do you miss most from gravity on Earth? Over.
Hi, Robin. That's a good question. I miss being able to lie down in my bed at night. You know, sleeping in weightlessness is not too bad, but it's nothing like a good night's sleep that you get in a proper bed with gravity. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Anna Maria. How do you deal with the isolation from your family? Over.
Hi, Anna Marie. Well, we get to talk to our family from the space station. We can call them, and once a week we get a video conference with them as well. So we do keep in touch with our family, but of course we miss them. 6 months away from our family is a long time. Over.
Hi, team. This is Linda. Is it possible to get you called on the ISS, or is it a completely sterile environment? Over.
Hi, Linda. That's a great question. You know, we shouldn't catch a cold on the ISS. There are no viruses up here. It's quite sterile. And if the quarantine works well, then new people arriving and new crews won't bring any diseases with them. But occasionally, there have been, shuttle crews who've come up from the space station with a cold, and that's gone around everybody. Over.
Hi, team. This is Tomáš. Can you use a 3D printer in the same way as on the Earth? Over.
Hi, Tomáš. Yes, you can use a 3D printer, but it does need to be modified for microgravity. We need to use special materials and special injectors to make sure that they'll work correctly in microgravity. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Alžbeta. How do you overcome weightlessness when back on Earth? Over.
Hi, Alžbeta. Well, you know, it takes us quite a long time. It takes about 2 weeks before we feel fairly steady on our feet again and able to do most activities. But it will take up to 1 year, maybe 2 years, for our bone density to fully recover when we're back on Earth. And we have a rehabilitation program that helps us with that. Over.
Hi, team. This is František. Does time pass slower or faster in your daily routine aboard ISS compared to life on Earth? Over.
Hi, that's a great question. I think time passes very quickly. We're kept very busy up here. We just go from one activity to the next activity. So the days go very fast. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Wojciech. Do you access the internet in the same fashion as on Earth? Over.
We access the internet via a server which is based in Houston, so it's slightly different and it's very slow. It's worse than dial-up speed normally, so we don't actually do much activity on the internet. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Karolina with Barbara's question. Do you have any musical instruments on the ISS? Over.
Yes, we have a guitar and we have a keyboard on the space station. I haven't yet managed to find time to play the guitar, but I hope to do so before I leave. Over.
Hi, team. This is Monica. Are you planning a stay of a small pet aboard the ISS? Over.
Hi, Monica. Well, you know, we don't really have pets on board, but we have had some animals in the past. We've had fish on board the space station. We've had ants and other insects. And on a future vehicle, the Japanese experiment is bringing some mice up to the space station, which will be returned to Japan, and then we'll be studying their offspring. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Robin. Are there any special items that you carry with you all the time? Over.
Hi, Robin. Well, they're not very special, but I do carry with me a torch all the time and a Leatherman, because I use them probably about 5 or 6 times every day. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Anna Maria. What do you think is the biggest problem for humans to go beyond low Earth orbit? Over.
Hi, Anna Maria. Great question. I think the biggest problem at the moment is dealing with radiation, because, propulsion techniques, we're getting better. We'll be able to go to Mars. It may take 2 or 3 years. But the biggest problem will be how to protect ourselves from the radiation. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Linda. How are you being filmed during a spacewalk? Over.
Hi, Linda. Well, we have cameras on our helmets that send a signal over radio, and that bandwidth is big enough to be able to carry video signals. So that's how we get the images back. And also, the Russians use GoPro cameras outside, and then we download that imagery after the spacewalk. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Tomáš. Is it possible to compare life on the ISS to somewhere on the Earth? Over.
Hi, Tomáš. That's a good question. I think probably it's like life on a submarine in many ways. You know, we're quite isolated. We have recycled air. We recycle all of our urine into water. We eat food out of packages which are warmed up, or we just add hot water to. So it's the kind of environment that you might experience living in a submarine. Over.
Hi, Tim. This is Eva. Thank you very much, and ISS for having us today. Best wishes to all aboard the ISS. Be safe. Over.
Hi, Eva, and to everybody who has asked. And have a great day. Many thanks indeed. Goodbye. Out.
This is Oscar Kilo 2, Kilo, Ypsilon, Kilo, Yankee Juliet. Thank you very much, Tim. Goodbye.
Oscar Kilo 2, Kilo, Yankee Juliet. This is Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra. Many thanks indeed. It will be good to talk to you again sometime. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ahoy.
Já ještě